See, you bring Bleck and Abdallah in here, and that's what happens.
Those guys. Bleck and Abdallah, they've gone from hated rivals to hated teammates.
What are you doing?
I'm just kidding.
That would have been the sounds of Elton John, Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting,
Saturday
combined
Night's
with DJ
Night.
Moore's winning touchdown grab against the Packers.
Caught! Theater of the Mind!
And following by DJ Moore saying, F the Packers, always. Oh, so, man, there we go. What a fun game. You guys remember it. It's in my mind forever, really. I don't even need to hear it always.
That sounds like a great bump right there. Man, that's a killer. If it becomes possible to fire and actually get that to work, just
I wouldn't count on it.
See, this is behind the scenes, but I'm watching him try to play this, and it's like twitching. It's like threatening to play,
really,
and then not playing.
I saw him pick up a laptop.
He was
going to
throw it.
Yeah, I remembered it was mine, and it's already not good.
And
to begin
he also
with.
Thought better of it. Yeah,
can't do that.
Someone
it's a
hand
nice
me
laptop.
Someone else's laptop. Here comes Ryan Porth. Hey, is that still doing that thing that I was just doing?
Y'all, yep, still is.
It's been doing it for years. All right, and here we go.
Y'all need a laptop to throw. Y'all need a laptop. You can use my laptop. You can throw that anytime. Tell him to put on regular pants. Those overalls look weird, man.
He's not wearing overalls.
Tell him to take that piece of straw out of his mouth. And put Lawrence's pitchfork back in the shed.
That corncob pipe that he's got.
But his button nose is so cute, though.
And that old silk...
They just found it. They just found the old silk hat.
I just love the fact that this is where Ryan Day is hiding after that loss. He's now here.
He really looks exactly like Ryan Day, folks.
Exactly like
it's amazing.
Ryan Day.
Good job firing, the guy who is now at Northwestern.
Chip Kelly.
Yeah,
yes.
Good job doing that.
All right, back to Bears.
Thank you.
So look, the four of us were having a conversation about how great the Bears season has been. It has been unbelievable.
Joyful, psychologically and emotionally satisfying, intellectually satisfying.
It's been so much fun.
Like, a wonderful distraction from things that are bad.
Correct.
In the world.
Speaks, and you brought it up yesterday. I heard the midday show talking about this a little bit this afternoon, too. Mm. The idea of seeing all of the news about coaches getting fired, who's the number one draft pick.
Yeah.
All of that stuff doesn't mean jack right now.
Just
the Chicago Bears as a franchise.
Nothing at all.
I wrote it down, what Matt Forte said, and it's beautiful the way that he described it. You asked him an awesome question. He gave you an awesome answer on how this has changed. Confidence, culture, and some respect is where the Bears are as a franchise right now. And that is mostly because of Ben Johnson. I think it's mostly because of what Caleb Williams has turned into and that confidence that has grown from this team coming back and winning a whole bunch of games. And we had a lot of fun last week even talking about we don't even know which game we point to and say that's the moment because there were so many moments.
Yeah, there were.
With this team this year.
So it's been a joyful and a wonderful year. This does not sound like the negative vibes that you promised us before the break.
Here's my thing. On this.
Here it comes.
If this were any other opponent speaks, I would tell you that it doesn't matter if the Bears lose on Saturday. I mean, it matters, but it doesn't cast a pall over the Bears season if they lose. If they lost to the Rams or the 49ers again, it wouldn't cast a pall. I'm telling you, from a psychological standpoint, since we are using that as part of the barometer here, from a psychological standpoint, if the Packers win on Saturday, it's not going to feel great for a while. It will take people a while to get back to the space of, you know what? 2025 is a really great season. It's going to take a long time to get back to that place if they lose to this team on Saturday.
So look, if they lose Saturday, and Sunday, it'll feel like, man, this year, God, they just didn't get far enough, you know? And you lost to the damn Packers. Probably feel that way for the rest of the month and through the Super Bowl. You're saying beyond that, like when we look back on 2025 or in the offseason, in the summer, as we're dealing with Cubs and Sox, the season will come up and it's going to have a more than 50% negative connotation? Is that what you're saying?
I think by the time we get to training camp, getting ready to open back up, people will be super excited because of how well things went in 2025. But I think that time in between, the space in between, will be filled with loathing and anger and can't get over the hump. And the crazy part, and we were talking about during the break, the last four games.
Yeah.
Between these two teams,
right?
The level of anxiety
is crazy.
But it's been awesome.
But hang on, I want to go back to this idea of you projecting loathing, projecting hate and bad vibes. That's a choice, man.
Bad vibes, babe.
That's a choice. Seriously, that is a choice.
It is,
and to make the choice, like even in the spring or the early summer, to look at 2025 in a negative light, I'm not gonna be there. I'm not going to be there.
I imagine that you will not be, but you will also be touched by the baseball angel.
Yes, but I will be able to zoom out on this thing and be able to see what has been built, which is the nature of the conversation with Matt. What has been built here that is sustainable?
I don't think people should ignore what's been built. I just think that if it were anyone else, it would be easier to let that go, to let a loss go. And our audience, what do they talk to us about all the time?
Beat the Packers.
When it comes to these two teams and them dealing with family members and friends and coworkers
and urinal cakes.
And urinal cakes. Does it mean the owner of the Bears? Our guy, I was watching our guy Jared Payton on Channel 9 yesterday morning. Yeah. Him and Pat Tomasulo were chopping it up. Jarrett won't say Packers. George won't say Packers. The idea that this won't have an extra added psychological effect on this city is crazy.
Let's take the temperature of the audience. 312-644-6767. You heard Lawrence Holmes' thesis there. If the Bears lose to the Packers, does the season have an overall negative connotation for you? Moving forward, I think it's a really interesting question. 312-644-6767. Because all I can use in terms of recent data points is 2018, when your year one head coach had a wonderful season. Your team was really good and had a playoff game, hosted a playoff game, and lost it on a double doink. And lost it to the Eagles. Now, it's not the Packers, and that's a big data point here.
The Packer thing is
it's a big data point. But take yourself to that summer. Don't take yourself to everything that followed. Take yourself to that summer. That summer was full of joyful expectation.
But listen, like, that's what I'm saying. Once we get to July, it becomes okay.
Even before that, though, that late spring, we harped on the double doink and we were pissed about it. And again, maybe it's a choice, but the way that I remember it is like, but man, we got something. We got a coach, we got a quarterback, and that's the way that we'll still feel, even if they lose this thing on Saturday, we will still feel, yeah, but we got a coach, we got a quarterback. That offseason was fun as hell to look forward to what was to come.
I agree, but
that's the space I can compare it to.
It's an interesting comparison for sure, but the one thing that you will then end up with, if you're the Bears and you lose this game on Saturday, yeah, you guys won the division. What was your record in the division?
Yeah, though? 2-4.
And then you ended up kind of 2-5.
Yeah.
Hey, right? Because you lost to the Packers in the playoff game.
You guys beat us once. It was that fluky-ass win when you got the onside kick on a Saturday night when our quarterback was concussed. Yeah, right? I know.
It could feel really bad. Oh, like, and that's, Speaks, that's part of the reason why I'm like, I'm of two minds on this, because there's
I don't like your minds.
No. There's an exorcising of demons that could happen.
Well, that's the thing. Look, here's the thing.
I mean, think about how great it feels if they win the game.
I said that it had, with that win on the Saturday night a few weeks back, I said that it had the vibes of getting past the Cardinals in 2015 for the Cubs, right? Had those vibes. And I tried to not go all the way there because this game is necessary to go all the way there. And I said that, and a whole bunch of Packers fans responded to that clip on social media that the Score put out there of me saying that, essentially saying, one fluky-ass win, and this guy thinks the Bears have passed the Packers. GTFOH.
When the truth is that organizationally, they're probably more even than they have been in a long time. And I use the four games, even before the Bears regime change,
yes,
as an example of that.
And we'll touch on this and turn the page. But to your point, I said it had those vibes. And a whole bunch of Packers fans were jumping out saying, that was a fluky-ass win. Let's see it. And now they get a chance to see it again.
312-644-6767. Let's go to Rockford. That is the home of that's Gettysburg when it comes to Bears-Packers. Hey, Zach, you're on the Score.
You know, just a few things here. If the Bears lose that on Saturday, yeah, it's definitely going to suck. But you know what? This has been the most exciting season I have ever watched myself. It is absolutely insane that all these Packers fans are talking all this mess. Because you know what? In the long run, I think they're personally scared, because look what Williams and Johnson has done.
I think they are scared. I think they are scared, and we have enjoyed their fear in post-game calls and pre-game calls about Ben Johnson and a little bit about Caleb. Yes,
Speaks. You know that clip that we were talking after the first Bears-Packers game, and we were saying, "Hey, they're scared. The beast is scared." I'm still getting notifications on Instagram of that clip from Packers fans. So that was what, 7-8 weeks ago?
Yeah.
That there are still people that are commenting on it, because it's like, how dare you say that the Packers fans are scared? They're terrified, and they should be. And that's a great thing overall. Everyone should, like, this league and this particular division being competitive should scare everyone in it. The Bears should be scared of how competitive the Lions are still.
Yeah.
The Packers should be scared that the Bears are this. And finally, there is a little bit of parity in this league.